All right, everybody. We have Terrence J here from the Radiotherapy. Terrence, go
Listen, I am the owner of Radiotherapy Network, and I'm also the host of the podcast called The Winning Podcast. The reason we come to the last podcast is because we say, depending on what we say, what we do, we're going to get canceled. So this might be the last podcast. That's the tagline. This could be the last podcast. So you have to watch every one of them because you never know who the last one will be.
Right
on the edge, man. So that's where we like to live. And, you know, it's a fun thing, but just having a multimedia, you know, broadcast ability where you're able to go out and see and talk to, you know, versus where a lot of times back in the day where everything was localized. Now you can talk to somebody across the world. And, you know, when you watch even with esports and things like that, man, you know, my video gaming days are kind of behind me, but I still keep up with what's going on because I've got something huge into it. And so I'm trying to find ways to be able to communicate that out there. And so I'm trying to find ways to get him in competitions and figure out how he can get around and link with other kids who are doing that. So that's really why I saw him doing something. I'm trying to get more information about it.
Love it. That's fantastic. Now, what are some of the things that you do on your podcast that make it so controversial?
Well, you know, the thing is that we are equal opportunity as total, right? We're gonna run across everybody. And we don't care what you're associated with, we don't care how you look, we don't care the color of your skin, we don't care. We all talk about everybody, right? And so a lot of times people are like, hey man, y'all throw everybody in the bus. And yeah, we do, because the thing is, it's not really malicious. It's in fun, but the thing is, we're like, hey, if we see somebody doing something wrong, we're going to talk about it.
You got to dig in. You got to dig in. And that's what podcasting, in my opinion, has allowed people to do now more than ever before. The same way esports is revolutionizing everything in sports today, podcasting is also allowing more than ever opportunity for creators to say what they think, have their own platform, and not be censored by the main media.
Yes.
And I'll tell you right now, that's what we're looking for across the board, and that's why you're so successful. That's why you're so successful.
Yeah.
Now, you recently brought an amateur podcaster onto your team who took her podcast from your network all the way up to ESPN.
Yes.
Tell me about that. That right there to me goes, this is the moment you go from good to great to legendary.
Listen, this young lady was doing her show at my network. She was into sports. So she's an attractive lady. So I thought she wanted to be in front of the camera. But she told me, no, I want to be a producer. I only created the show so I can show the people that know sports that I know sports too.
Yeah.
And I know how to put a show together. So now what happens is we got to connect with the right people. She was kind of looking for opportunities to figure out how to grow. And so once we got to connect with the right people and they talked to her and said, hey, listen, if you go out and finish your schooling and do this, we can bring you in. And so what happened is now she just posted her picture and she's on the set of NBA Tonight on ESPN.
There you go. There you go.
So from there. And I'm going to tell you also, there was, you know, when people always ask me, what can I do with my podcast? I said, with hard work, you can turn it into a career. So I have success stories where local news, one guy started his podcast. He started with me. I got him in the business. Now he has on the local ABC affiliate in Dallas, he has a political segment. And then I also have, there's another show called What's Your Heart Be Like? They are the ESPN of Little League football. Now I'm from Texas, so you know football is
that
king.
That is as good as the NFL in Texas. We talk about football in Texas. We're not talking about the Longhorns. We're not talking about the Aggies. We're not saying guns up. We're saying what's going on Saturday at Little League, baby. That's what's
Little
going
League.
On. That's what's going
Little
on.
Little League. And to the point to where it was funny because you see the cameras right here, right? The whole time he would talk, he was so nervous, he would talk like this. And I'm behind the camera pointing at, I had to get him to understand how to do it, right? But now, he's traveling across the country. People are bringing him across the country because Texas is such a hub of football. Everybody wants to compare themselves against us. So they want him
to bring his show. So he's going around to Little League games and tournaments across the country now, all from starting with, I don't even know what I'm doing. And he said, Terrence, you have taught me how to do this, and now my brand is nationwide.
From Pop Warner to the NFL to ESPN, I'll tell you, Terrence, I need to go to the therapy network so I can get elevated.
Hey, let me tell you something. My main thing is that I love to give constructive criticism, right? If I think I can help, I'll give it to you. And also, I tell you this. If I say something to you that you say, I don't know if that really kind of fits what I'm doing, you know what I tell you? Throw it in the trash, because I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. It was just a suggestion. And my feelings will not be hurt if you don't do what I say, because sometimes you have your own thought process of how you want to do it. I'm just giving up suggestions. And so many times people get in a way of themselves because they feel like, oh, I'm the know-it-all. Look at what I've done. No. Everything I do don't work. So why would I approach you like, if you don't do it my way, you're not going to make it?
That's it. What are some of the top tips you can give people trying to develop their podcasts?
First of all, have your own why. Podcasting is not as fast as you think it is. This microphone does not make you famous.
If it did, we would all be in Guitar Center buying. So just because you got a microphone and camera, you're not going to be famous overnight.
So have your own why. Because during those times where it feels slow, that's when you have to rely on, I know why I'm doing this, to keep pushing through.
I'll tell you, real quick, I'm sorry, Adam, I know it's your show. I'm stealing your show right now.
It's our show.
That's what you said. Why? To me, right there, that's everything.
Yes.
That's everything you do. It doesn't matter if you're talking about esports. It doesn't matter if you're talking about podcasts. It doesn't matter if you're talking about sales. It's the why. People forget, the why is why we do it, why we listen, why I engage, why I'm doing what I'm doing right now is for the why. And if you don't have a why, you don't got anything.
No.
First question I get is, every time I talk to people, and for the viewers at home that don't know this, I'm the director of sales for Encore, the biggest live entertainment company right now in the world. Every time I talk to a customer that says to me, Christian, the product's expensive. Christian, the product is out of my reach. Christian, we don't need this. I go, what's your why? Why are you here? Why are you investing $10,000, $100,000, $1 million? And what are you doing right now in this moment? What's your why? So take that at home right now, please. I'm begging you. The why is why you're doing it. Share that with your audience. And when we have the therapy podcast over here, network over here, we have the best in the world over here. We have Dallas, Texas.
Yes. Yes.
Represented.
Absolutely.
You have an opportunity to figure it out.
Yeah.
So, Adam, you had a question. I stole your thunder there. I'm sorry. I'm going to read it myself.
It's all good, man. So,
what
are the...
So the thing is that...
Mic drop.
You know, you
can't... Years ago, I was telling my dad, I was young. I said, yeah, Dad, when I grew up, I'm on a barbershop. First thing my dad said is, do you cut hair? I said, no. He said, so why was you on a barbershop? He said, you know, inside of a barbershop, the owner that owns the barbershop most of the time, when things get slow, he has to start cutting, right? He said, you can't cut to support yourself. Basically, he was telling me is, stay true to you.
Okay. If you stay true to you, you'll find your why. And here's the other thing.
A lot of times, you get a lot of people today, everybody's searching for their purpose. Everybody
has to remember, your purpose is hindsight. You don't know your purpose to be.
So what you have to do is make plans. You make plans, and in your plans, you would discover your purpose, but you won't discover it until after it's already done. So the thing is that my plan was to come to this party, right?
I was here, and then all of a sudden, you got this talk to me.
Said, hey, jump on the podcast, right?
Jump on the pod.
If I said something that helped somebody, and they develop a
million-dollar podcast, that was my plan.
I had a plan. And if somebody hits me up, Instagram, whatever, say, hey, I listened to you, and now my podcast is going through the numbers. I'm going through the roof numbers because I talked to you. Then I will find out then that today that was my purpose, not coming to the party.
That is beautiful. I think you're doing it to us right now.
I'm the third one I was going to say. What's my purpose?
Yeah. And what, I got to know, what is
my why? So,
first of all, how I got
into this, I'm trying to figure out how to make money.
And that's talking. So
that's talking,
I said, I talk better than I do anything else. So I need to figure out a way to make money doing that, right? So, but inside of that, when you're talking about developing a show, well, then the things that I'm passionate about, I can't really judge that on what you're passionate about, because the thing is, I'm now fake because I'm trying to acquiesce to what I think you want to hear. But if I double down on what I
like, my audience will come to me. So that's my why. But my why
also is I love media. I love broadcast.
I have an opinion about a million and one million. I love the interaction.
This is my fun. So you want to talk about fun? This is my fun. So you guys ask me, you don't understand how much this meant to me for you guys to say, hey, jump on the pod. I'm having a great time right now.
We're having a blast. All right, so here's my next question. I have a question here. I know it's at 1,000 questions. When you have a guy like this on a podcast, you go, I have 1,000 questions, this guy. So for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, Therapy Podcast Network.
Radiotherapy Network. So we are a podcast. We are.
So Radiotherapy Network.
Yes.
Your moment's right here, right now. You're already a great ambassador of the brand, clearly. You love it, you live it. But here's the question that I think everyone at home is going to ask you. I started with nothing. I have a purpose. I know my purpose. But how do I elevate? How do I get to that next level? Because I think that's my question all the time. It's like, I have an audience. I know I have a why. I know I have a purpose. I know I'm spitting the facts nonstop. But how do I get to ESPN? How do I get there?
So the main thing is, I would say, if you're looking at trying to go to the next level because you see things that are your next platforms, you have to first start researching that. How do you get in contact with those people? Maybe you have to go to some I don't know if you call it trade shows or things like that. So I'm a part of the National Association of Black Journalists, right? And so the young lady that I was talking about, she said, I heard of it, but I don't know how to get to it. So when I started putting it in contact with the people, when she went to that convention, ESPN was there. So she had a chance to interview with ESPN. So whether it's other media, corporations, conventions, start finding in your neck of the woods, or even the travel. Because again, if this is your why, you spend money on everything else. So spend money on yourself to go to where they are, because they have these big hiring conventions. They have finding your local community if they have places like that. But if you're just talking about also saying, I want to be discovered, or I want to be, you know, allowed to be able to be in these certain rooms because I do a podcast and I'm not at Lee Steinberg's party sitting over here on eSports. You know, I'm not doing that. Well, the thing is this. You have to start to network.
Start to network.
Get outside. You have to get up. Meet people. Shaking hands is still the number one way to do it. All right? I understand we can email. We can inbox. We can do all that stuff. But go out. Start meeting people. Open up your mouth. Be able to
excuse
yourself.
Are you telling me the most controversial opinion in everything in today's society that in real life events, what moves the marker? Meeting somebody moves the marker?
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, man. We got so many things that we have done in the past that people say is old school, is this that. But, you know, it's tried and true methods. Add to what it is that have worked. You don't discard what's worked, add to it. So
what?
You gotta understand, nothing is brand new. It's just evolution. Esports, this is evolution. We started, we were playing sports. Then all of a sudden, you know, the gaming world came around, especially with the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo and things like that. And it elevated to the point to where now you are not only playing the sport, you are broadcasting while you're playing sports through Twitch and all these other stuff and all this station. Whatever you're doing, you are broadcasting. So it has continued to evolve. You have to continue to evolve. And so to elevate yourself, you're trying to go to the next level. Consistency, number one. Number two, you have to meet more people than you know right now. There was a song back in the day by Drake that said, no new friends. And I tell
people, no new friends.
Have the money he had until he made a new friend called Lil Wayne, right?
Woo!
So, telling you, Just stay consistent. Meet people. Keep up your work. Be true to yourself. And let the chips fall where they fall.
Well, here's what I want to know. So with there being 1,000 sports podcasts, 1,000 entertainment podcasts, 1,000 pop culture, you name it. Every industry today has 1,000 podcasts fighting for that number one position. Where's the niche in the market today for podcasting? And how do you tackle that market to take it to that next level?
Okay, so you said something about the number one, how you get to the number one spot.
How do you get there?
Most shows you know are not in number one spot, but you still know them, right?
You love them.
So what happens is we almost sabotage ourselves because we're, quote unquote, not a number one spot. But the thing is that there's only one number one spot. And a lot of people get paid off of number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? You just want to keep climbing the ladder, right? So you talk about a niche area. The thing is that, like I told you, one the show I told you that did the Little League. Well, to take a market that they were already involved in, and then blow it up to the point to where, wait a minute, these parents are invested in this.
There's interest.
So now, let's do a show on Monday, recapping the weekend, and on Friday, previewing the next weekend. Let's bring in the kids. Let's bring in the coaches. Let's bring in. And so what happened is they developed their own niche market. So what is that? I don't know. You have to find it. But the thing is, until you operate within yourself to figure out what it is you do, then you'll never find it.
Now, here's what I love about podcasting. This is my favorite thing about podcasting. It's a community that supports each other. And it's not a really, we were talking about number one, and number one was my question, but it's a community that supports each other. And it's how to elevate the person next to me to elevate myself, of course. What do you think right now? So in comedy right now, comedy podcasters, they're elevating each other. They're going on each other's shows. They're building networks. They're working together, doing shows together. They're going from online to in real life. Is there a place right now where you feel like, in your opinion, that's probably the best to do this right now in podcasting? Do you have an opinion right now? Is there a podcast segment that isn't doing it? And if they aren't doing it, why aren't they doing it? And why? What do they need to do to kind of start building that brand back up for everybody?
I think a lot of times people have the fear that if we work together and you take the biggest portion of the pie for whatever reason, then it leaves me out. It really don't. Because if we are working together, and let's say that you come on my podcast and all of a sudden my audience loves you, right? And they start watching you. But the bigger you get, you have a relationship with me now, right? So one day as you grow, we're going to work together again. You're going to introduce me to another audience. So you're right. To have those people like in a comedy sector going on each other's platforms is the way to go. Collaboration over competition is always better. You want to have competition, have friendly competition. So, you know, you have your group where you're talking to each other and you're saying, listen, we're going to try to push each other to the best. If I know some information, I'll tell you. You know some information, you tell me. And so when you start, it's kind of like economics, group economics.
Economics.
The group synergy, the group energy. When you are shaky on your why, I had a buddy call me and said, hey, do you ever get frustrated? I said, no, never. He said, why? I said, because I know at the right time, whatever I'm working on is going to work. My confidence doesn't go away. The thing is that I can't be so much of a rush that I can throw my timing off because I'm on so much of a rush. So I said, I don't get frustrated because I am solidified in my why. I love this so much that outside influence, outside accolades, outside anything, don't sway me because I'm intentional with what I do.
Intentional.
You couldn't have said that better. That's why I do this, is because I'm really focused on, you know, I want to be behind, you know, esports, you know, through thick and thin, and I want to do everything I can for it, and, you know, develop my podcast skills along the way. And it's really worked out for me. It's gotten me to this place where, you know, no one could be listening at the beginning, but I have my why.
Yeah.
And now look at this. This is a good why.
This is a great why. Yes.
It's definitely a great why.
This is a great why.
I'm looking at a great why right now, personally.
We are in a great why. Right
now. So, starting from the beginning to here, and I'm sure this is not your first big event, but let's take it back to the first big event. When you were at a place that you said, oh, my God, I'm here, what was that feeling like?
It was overwhelming. It's like everything you worked for
that, you know, no one saw coming, but you had that feeling that, like, if I can get it, even, like, to half the stuff, it turns out better than I expected. Uh-huh. And this is nothing I could have ever, like, expected in my brain. Yeah, you know, the guy who, they based Jerry Maguire off the biggest sports agent out there. Patrick Mahomes, he's going to throw a party, and he's going to totally be behind sports.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be hosting a podcast there. Me, I'm just a guy from Canada.
Yeah.
Coming to Las Vegas randomly on a weekend. It's like,
Viva Las Vegas.
And guess what? Esports was a niche market.
Yeah.
So you asking, what's that next thing? I don't know, because nobody knew this. We had no idea that this was going to start to grow to the point to where it is now. But when you jumped in it and you were like, hey, I see something in that.
I do.
But speaking of esports, if you didn't know right now, you guys can donate to Esports Next and have the opportunity to be part of a revolution. Esports Next is a nonprofit organization, the only trade organization in esports today. Scan the QR code right now, have the opportunity to donate, and make sure that we're continuing to elevate what's happening in this industry, what's happening in this world. Because esports isn't just about games. Esports is about creators. That's my opinion. It's about artists.
Yes.
Artists. Let's switch topics here real quick. I want to talk about Epic Games just signed a $1 billion deal with the Walt Disney Company to build a virtual theme park. Will this be the fifth gate of Walt Disney World? Is that the future? What's happening in that world? They're colliding. The worlds are colliding. So your opinion right now, Epic Games, $1 billion deal with the biggest conglomerate in media today.
Yeah.
The owners of ESPN, the owners of Disney, the owners of ABC. Where is the next step in collaboration today between artists, media, and creators?
You know what? The internet has allowed us to break down that wall. The next step is the continuation of what's already happening. See, right now, we're in the midst of it to the point to where we almost can't look to the next thing, because this thing is such at an infancy stage that we have to start to really just continue to build on what we've already started. Because the artists, the athletes, the gamers, the media, everybody is now becoming, there used to be this thing, what they call the fifth wall, right? Well, that there's no more wall, really, you know? So you're having people saying, turning down deals on television because they have a podcast. You look at Pat McAfee.
What?
You do come, I'll charge you so much that it's going to be worth my while.
Well, that's a great question. You brought up Pat McAfee, probably the biggest name in sports world today, in sports entertainment today. This guy has built a brand with his friends, hanging out, talking about sports. And now ESPN is paying not just truckloads, but probably dumpsters worth of dollars for this ability to show his show of him with his friends talking about what they were going to talk about either way.
They were going to talk about it regardless. And here's the thing. Pat McAfee, I know when he started doing it, he wanted to do it.
He had an inspiration, but it was so daunting.
He just did it. And when he did it, it turned into what it is. And again, he created and built that whole thing to be able to say, hey, do you want this? Because the idea of anything is to build it so you can sell it. So he built it, and it got to the point where somebody wanted to buy it.
That's it. Now the man is hosting WWE.com. Monday nights.
Guy on that took over for Vince McMahon, and he was talking about, you know, the connection they had. You're right. So you go from, you know, we understand, being in the NFL, regardless of the position, is a privilege, and it gives you benefits that a lot of people don't have. But guess what? There's a lot of people in the NFL that don't turn what they have into what Pat McAfee has. So it's not an automatic. There's still work that had to be done with it. Great and point. He did that work.
That's a great point. That's a great point. I'll tell you right now, what we see Pat McAfee do, from College Game Day to WWE, to the Pat McAfee Show on ESPN, streaming live on ESPN Plus right now, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're not ESPN Plus, surprise, please have the opportunity to subscribe today. Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus. It's all there. It's all on ESPN Plus. It's all in that family of bundles. And now, as somebody who's going to have his own family bundles very soon, I know Terrence is coming.
It's coming.
I can see the mountaintop and Terrence is on it. Terrence, who is on your Mount Rushmore right now? Who's your developing brand on your network right now that I'm not listening to, and I better pick up my headphones. I better throw in my AirPods. I better throw in my AirPods. I better throw in my Bose. I better put my Beats Studios. Who should I be listening to when I'm on the airplane?
So, on my network, listen, you can't pass up opportunity to promote yourself. So, it's me.
All right? So, the thing is that it's me on my podcast, the last podcast.
There's another show that just got released called Toxic is the New Masculinity that I'm recording, because everybody says, hey, we're toxic
just because we're being us. No, we're not. So we said, listen,
since you're going to call us toxic, we're going to play on the name from Orange is New Black and call it Toxic is the New Masculinity, since
click,
you want to call everything
toxic. Click, click,
yeah.
Click.
So
click.
And then I have another show that's going to come out.
Is it exclusive? Do we have an exclusive on the most electric live podcast in the world? Esports Next here at the Cyber Party. Is it happening right here?
Does it happen right here?
Are you announcing a podcast right here?
I'm right here, yes, right here.
It's
yes.
Happening right here. It's happening right here.
It's called 45.
So 40-something is two guys having a conversation about life in our 40s. There's a lot of stuff we thought about in our 30s that you hit 40 and you say, wait a minute. That's a little different.
But I've learned some things, and I'm also
old enough, mature enough, and secure enough to be able to express my vulnerabilities and understand the things that I didn't know and the things that I did know. And so it's a funny conversation. So then it's set up to the point to where when we talk to people who are older than us, we want to know, what should we look for on the next level? We talk to people who are younger than us, we say, hey, do you want to get here? Do you see the success we have? Do you want to get here? So that show right there is about to get ready to be released on all the audio podcast platforms. Most of the time we do video, but that one, my buddy that was with, he said, hey, I want people to use their imagination. He said, sometimes people can't hear because they can see. So let's take the visuals out.
This guy's got a lot of mic drop.
It's like he does podcasts or something.
I'm getting here for once in a while.
Now, you did mention wrestling before. Are you a wrestling fan?
So actually, you know what? I've not wrestled in a long time.
It was one of those things that was just around. And so, you know, you kept up when you were in your childhood. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm one of those people, man, that keep up with some of everything. I keep my eye on a lot of stuff.
He's a sommelier of all good things.
Yeah. He is, I can tell.
Yeah, so yeah, and I'm going to tell you what. I can tell by the announcer style that you are. Because let me tell you something.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, they need to hire WWE. You guys are growing right now. So I want you to be looking at me right now. You guys are growing right now. You got a new person running. You got a new person running the whole operation.
And you're going to have more things going on than you've ever had before. So you need new voices. See, a lot of times we get so caught up in the old voices that we forget the new voices. The new voices is what carries on the next generation. So you got the new voice right here. So WWE, do you have a new voice? If you don't, you got it right now. So don't tell me you don't have it.
Because you got it right now. It's right here.
And if you're watching right now, WWE 2K is available right now. Talk about esports. Talk about right now. Esports in the world, WWE. W2K is available right now, not one, not two, but three different versions. We have the WrestleMania edition. We got Ripley, Mommy's version. And we have the man finishing the story of WrestleMania against Roman Reigns.
Cody Rhodes!
Yeah, BTS is a little BS in my opinion. She hasn't done, exactly. She's nothing to me. She hasn't done anything to be here. She hasn't won a Rumble. She hasn't won a Elimination Chamber. She doesn't get her spot at the main event. Unlike the man, Becky Lynch, who has done the job. But that's my own opinion. But enough talking WWE. I want to talk podcasting. As somebody who's been a host of a podcast, part of this podcast, Big Daddy Tub Time, available on Spotify and off streaming networks right now.
Check it out.
We're talking about your podcast, 40-something. It reminds me a lot about my podcast, Big Daddy Tub Time, with myself and my 58-year-old neighbor. Two different points in life, but at the same time, very parallel. He's been divorced. He's looking for his next relationship. You know, I'm a young man. I'm a young man growing up in the world right now. I'm trying to figure out how to navigate life. But two different generations talking about the same thing and the same purpose.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
We're really cutting it back right now. We're integration right now, nonstop. But 40-somethings to me sounds like a podcast that I want to listen to, because I don't think there is right now enough conversations about different generations, but also what to look for next. So tell me about 40-somethings. Where can I go with 40-somethings as a younger listener who is currently 27, looking to learn more about what it's going to be as I grow as a man today? What can I expect on 40-somethings?
So you'll be able to get the understanding that no matter what they tell you today, there's something in you that beats, that's true. And a lot of times society is now trying to create a scenario that telling you that what beats inside of you, it's not correct. And we're telling you that it is, right? Because the thing is, you're going to continue to learn more and more stuff about yourself, and you're going to see some things you like. And what's going to happen is, the older you get and the more successful you become, the more you stand 10 toes down on what you believe. Because it's kind of sometimes easy to sway people when they're really not sure, because the new information is coming in. They're like, well, maybe you know more, maybe. But at a point, you get to a point to where you say, you know what? Nope, this is how I feel. Because the world is telling us, hey, you can't discuss how you feel because you're soft. And just the word feeling a lot of times gets to a point to where it has a negative connotation when it comes to us. But it's like, nah, I don't like that. And I can tell you I don't like that. And also, we can get a chance to go back and look at our childhood and look at our parents and say, hey, there were some shortcomings there. There are some things I wish they had have done that I learned from, but there are some things that they did that I appreciate. So those are some of the things that you're going to be. It's literally a no agenda conversation about us being in our 40s. And so we wanted to make sure that we just had the conversation like, hey, you know what? I've learned that after 40, don't pass up a bathroom. You know, hey,
go to that one. When you see,
to that.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. See, at 27, you're like, hey, I'm good.
I don't think so. Personally, I don't think so.
Yeah, but at 40, I'm going to tell you, when you see a bathroom, go to it.
So you brought up a great point when you're talking. We're going to lose all esports viewers at this point. So now it's a diehard. But masculinity in the media today, the words of soft, expressing your feelings. Now, I think as the esports community, a bunch of artists and creators, the people have really leaned into their feelings, honestly, leaned into their emotions, and they emote on what they create and what they do and how they play the game. How can we take this topic of masculinity or femininity or just growing and being yourself, and how do we grow that into something that's a more talked about dinner table conversation?
So if you're talking about just knowing how to be yourself, a lot of times,
if you don't want to own yourself, that's the
issue you have. So the foundation issue is that at a young age, you are not taught that you were enough. And what happened is we get to a point to where we start internalizing that I'm not enough. See, the thing is that when that's instilled to you as a young age, like it was me, I know walking in any situation, that was enough. Also, I'm telling you, I understand, and this is not to go controversial, I understand that there's a lot of craziness that happens in relationships when kids are brought into the world. But all I'm saying is, fellas, if you can, be there for your kids. Yeah. For the reason is that dad gives you the foundation. Moms are great, but I've had my co-host, who is a woman, tell me that dad is the most important parent. And she stands on that on our show all the time. She said, I don't care what woman hates me. She said, I was raised by a single mother, but I'm telling you, the dad is the most important. And I'm gonna tell you, the thing is that what we bring to the table is a confidence, a security that nobody else can bring. And all I'm telling you is, get to know yourself. If you didn't have that foundation, you have to shut out the outside noise. Whatever somebody else is saying, get to know yourself and believe in it. Stand 10 toes down and don't let nobody shake you on it.
Now, that right there was probably your 15th mic drop moment of this entire podcast. This guy might do podcasting for a living. He just might. Now, Ty, can we get some TAs over here? Because I need a cocktail. I need a TA. We need more TAs at Esports Next.
Actually the longest interview
we've done. Yeah, I usually only do 10 minutes, but there's
Wow. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When you have great conversation, you have great energy with people, time does not exist. So a lot of times we get to a point to where you're like, oh my God, how much time is this taking? But we're building something right here, so we have no concept of what the time is. So understand that if you're watching the clock, you're not doing something that's worthwhile.
I'll tell you, I want to hear long-form conversation these days. You know what? It was recently brought up that political candidates shouldn't be doing these short-form conversations, but they should be long-form conversations. That's something that's revolutionized by Joe Rogan, one of the greatest podcasters of all time, who just signed a $250 million deal with Spotify once again to bring his platform not just on Spotify. It's not an exclusive podcast. Long-form conversation with interesting people that interest you, which you yes. are somebody that not just interests me, you're fascinating.
And I'm going to tell you this. For anybody,
and this is something that we're going to start doing on the last podcast because I'm recognizing the issue. If anybody discusses politics, you have one goal and one goal only. Educate the population on what the jobs are of each and every position, not who this person is and all. Because here's the thing, in your state, do you know what your state senator does? Well, how can you judge them correctly? How can you say they did this and did that? You don't even know what they're supposed to do. Your city council members, what are their responsibilities? Your mayors, your constables. Do you understand? Most people say, oh, I don't vote because I don't like Trump or Biden. I say, well, okay. Well, do you like the judge in your city that might be giving out terrible sentences to one side or the other? But here's that. That's an elected official, but most people don't know. In Dallas, our county judge almost has more power than our mayor. But if you don't know, then you don't know that. So I'm telling you, when you have these long-form conversations with the people, ask them, one, what is your job responsibility? Because until people can have an educated understanding, because civics and all this stuff has been taken out of school, and it's a reason, it's because they want us to stay dumb. And the thing is that
I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat,
if you get your ass up every day and go to work, you have a lot more coming
with everybody else who have to get their ass up and go to work every day.
Now, for the people who don't have to get up because they got so much money, they're at a different level. Because I'm going to tell you something. All the arguing and the bickering that you see across the aisle, inside that room,
there's no aisle. They're all the same team.
They got more money than you and I. So they're going to protect their own self.
It sounds to me like you're telling me a very controversial opinion, which is education is important.
Education is important. Listen, I'll tell you something about education. Education is free. Degrees and certificates cost money. There's a lot of dummies with degrees and certificates and a lot of genius without one.
I'm one of those dummies, without a doubt. Well, to bring it back to esports, I know we're going to go full circle on the esports world.
Yeah.
Esports, education, if they're tying together things that are attracting young people, mm-hmm. but also attracting skills that are used in that, in the whole thing, everybody used to use the word STEM today, STEM.
Mm-hmm.
STEM esports, paralleled. What do you think right now can we do to elevate STEM and esports together in the podcast world? Final thoughts right here, right now.
The way you can put those two together is to allow the kids to understand that there is a correlation. Right now, there are schools giving out scholarships to be able to go to school for this. So for kids that have no idea what they want to do in life, then you can tell them that. But also, you got to understand how many components come into making a game. How many computer chips? How much of the graphics? How much of the scientific part goes into actually making this? And when you come into an event like this, there are screens. There's a company that put all the screens up in this place. There's a company that understands the size of the room, how to do the sound. All of that stuff is math. All that stuff is science. And you can make it interesting to kids, because I go out and do career days with kids. And so when I go, I bring a whole setup like this, speakers and everything. Why? Because I didn't want to be the boring guy and say, hey, guys, this is what you can do in life. No, we're going to have fun. And I make them get on the microphone and we do interviews and we have fun, right? But I always ask them, I said, who's your favorite celebrity? And they're like, so-and-so. I said, okay, are you on Instagram? They said, yeah. And girls raised their hand, yeah. I said, so let me guess. You take about 50 pictures before you pick that one, right? And they're like, yeah. I said, well, you're a photographer. You don't even know it. I said, and your favorite celebrity that you named earlier, pay somebody to follow them. See, most kids only know about 4 or 5 degrees, especially depending if they're not exposed to a lot of stuff. So when you start talking about STEM and all the technology and things like that in esports and all this, there is so much that goes into this. See, they see you guys in front of the scenes. They don't see all the people that are helping behind the scenes. So somebody might not have the personality to want to be in front of the camera, but they can also be a part of this. They might play video games at home and they just want to be a part of this, just like sports. Announcers, broadcasters, people who are working at the training facility, the coaches, a lot of those people say, hey, I didn't make it in this, but I love being a part of this. That's why you see so many athletes on TV talking about that. So more athletes are now figuring out how to make sure they are good on the broadcasting side, because they say, when I'm done, I want to be able to talk about this. This is how I stay in it. So take the kids, teach the kids how relevant what you're trying to teach them in school is to what they want to be in life.
That is amazing. And I would love to talk to you all day, but we have to wrap it up.
They cut the lights on, man.
Yes, today. Longest guest.
Plug your socials. Plug the network. Get us all out here.
The Radio Therapy Network. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at The Radio Therapy. That's T-H-E Radio Therapy. You go follow me there. You'll find everything I got. And you can also follow me on Instagram at _TheLastPodcast. So please go on there and check me out. The Radio Therapy Network. If you guys are also, anybody's wanting to start a podcast, consult me. Make sure you go and email me there. Inbox me. You guys can be in the contact.
Thank you so much.
Man,
this wasn't a podcast. It was a mega cast. It was a mega cast here on the cusp of Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas.